Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, thank you for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication Network's first hour and second hour. And thank you for making us the number two show during the week. I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for that. We've been talking about blowing this whole Islam terrorism, this jihadist terroristic threat to the American people. And this isn't just in America, it's globally, friends, right? Who's telling you this? The state-controlled media is telling you this. Who's paying the state-controlled media? Who owns these six corporations worldwide, friends? Exactly. You see how this is working?
Yeah, and
we haven't seen one word uttered from this criminal's mouth in the White House to tell the truth ever one time. Matter of fact, I was just on Charles Butler's show the other day out of Chicago, and he asked me something about Barack Hussein Obama. I said, let me ask you a question. What has he said that's been true?
Yeah.
The man doesn't know how to tell the truth.
Right.
And interestingly enough, here we have it again. But yet these are the people that are telling you. It must be true if there's a terrorism problem if they're telling you the truth. Or I'm sorry, if they're telling you the facts. Folks, give me a break. There's no truth in him. It's really that simple. What were you going to say, Steph?
Well, I was going to say, too, and isn't it kind of interesting to note that, you know, if you're looking at, you know, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever you want to call it, okay, these people are out in, you know, the desert, they're out, you know, in the sand, they're out in all these places, right? How are they getting all this machinery? How are they getting their guns, their RPGs, their grenades? I mean, they're loaded to the hilt.
Yeah.
Who's
paying the bills?
Who's paying the bills, and where are they getting all of this ammunition and all these weapons from? You have to ask yourself the question, someone's got to be helping them along. Who benefits from terrorism, and I wonder who might be helping them along. I mean, let's think about this. I mean, where is their connections to be able to get this stuff from where they're located and where they're at? They're out in the, you know, the Middle East. They don't have all the things that we have here in America. Someone who has these things or the capability to bring these things to them is obviously giving them what they need.
We know. Yeah. Barack Hussein Obama gave how many F-16s away to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yeah, exactly.
How many millions and billions of dollars has he given to America's sworn enemies?
Yeah.
He's depleting. Folks, he's raiding the coffers majorly. So, folks, I want to get back with Tim Brown really quick. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say one more thing to what you said, actually, the first hour when you were talking about people say, well, Barack Obama's just not getting it. Well, the point is he does get it, and he knows what he's doing. And this is just a side note, but it's worth bringing up is when you look at, you know, Barack Hussein Obama, and you look at, you know, when Whitney Houston died, for example, you know, the White House issued a statement of how sorry they were, so on and so forth. Then you have Chris Kyle,
cocaine overdose,
yeah. Died, you know, dishonorably, lived a dishonorable life. When she dies, the White House issues, you know, a sympathy and so on and so forth. Then we have Chris Kyle, most lethal sniper in history.
Yeah.
We have who served
American
his
history,
country.
Yeah.
Four tours out there, did what he did to serve his country faithfully. When he dies, nothing.
Well, what about
what does that tell you about who's in the White House?
What about Extortion 17?
Exactly.
I mean, the parents themselves believe that that this was a trade-off.
Yep.
You know, and then we find out that the American boys were being damned over there where their helicopter was shot down by an imam.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. And we had military standing there and watching this. They probably didn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is I wonder how long I would have stood down if I would have seen something like that. But the fact of the matter, again, friends, is the writing's on the wall. Tim, I want to ask you one more article really quick, because we're exposing Barack Hussein Obama for the devil that he is, and we're basically disbanding this this lie that's being thrown on the American people on a 24/7 basis, and that's namely terrorism. Now, I'm not saying there's not some lone whack jobs out there. I'm not saying that there's not a group of wacky people out there. I'm not saying that that kind of stuff doesn't happen. But it's interesting how they just continuously magnify this and magnify this, and they're magnifying these Islamist terrorists more than they are the law against these people. I mean, what would happen if we'd actually set the precedent and took a couple of these guys and we strung them up publicly for everybody to see what we're going to do with these people that perpetuate crimes against we the people in this country? And furthermore, why wouldn't they be arming the American people rather than trying to disarm the American people? What say you?
Oh, that's exactly right. I'm not of the opinion that it's just lone wolves and stuff like that. I think this is the foundation of Islam, and whether these guys are being manipulated or whatever, clearly there is some manipulation even by our own government. I read an article this morning where one of the guys in the FBI had basically said this guy who recently had planned the Capitol terror plot said there never was a danger to the public. Why? Because he had an FBI handler working him. So I get that there are some things like that. But as a foundation, how can they even push that? Because it's the foundation of what Islam teaches, of what its history has been.
Let's get to that.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to make this point. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is the last point I want you to make concerning an article that we have posted. The White House said, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles, free speech activists to protest outside of Islamic event. Why would the president of the United States be in a foreign country condemning terrorism, but over here he said that he will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles?
Yeah, well, it comes that he wants to distinguish, quote-unquote, extremists from Islam.
Oh.
Everybody got that?
He must. Yeah, I'm already tracking with
Islamists,
you, dude.
And there are moderate Islamists, according to Barack Hussein Obama, the Western media, and all of the talking heads. But if you listen to the Islamists, look, go over there. We've got one on Anjem Chowdhury, the guy from the UK. He is an Islamic imam who walks their streets free over there. They are petrified of this guy, and he backs up all of the stuff that's been going on. He backs up the guys in Paris. He backs up ISIS. He backs up all of this stuff and says, nope, this is Islam. Islam is not a religion of peace. Islam means submission. Now, either from the Christian perspective, either you are submitted to Christ or you're going to submit yourself to somebody else.
That's right.
Be Allah, it can be the devil, it can be, you pick your thing. Ultimately, it is the devil. You're siding yourself against God. There is no neutrality. And people who think that neutrality in their life or neutrality in government, they are believing a myth. You're either for God or you're against him. And when I say God, I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the one who has revealed himself in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're either one or the other. There is no in-between. There is no straddling the fence. You fall on one side or the other. And so when he does this, he uses the issue of what Islam actually teaches and says, that's extreme. But meanwhile, he's using what we call, or what they call, taqiyya, or deceptiveness, to mask what Islam really is doing in order to come in. And for those who are familiar with the 45 goals of the Communist Party, the Muslim Brotherhood also has their record of lists of things that they want to do to destroy the inside mountain. You were mentioning Hitler.
Right. Hey, Sam, we got to take a really quick break. We got to take a really quick break here, friends. You got Bradley, Stephanie, and Sam Brown. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
White House, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles. Oh, by the way, friends, again, one more point. I'm going to pull Tim back in real quick. Interestingly enough, all throughout this show, I've been sharing with you how terrorism is used by governments to create chaos to bring in a new world order, and that's exactly what they're doing today. But interestingly enough, President Barack Hussein Obama's overseas police in the world, but he's getting together with some folks over there, and they're trying to figure out what they can do to put an end to all this terrorism. And isn't it interesting how it keeps metastasizing? It keeps growing and growing and growing. Instead of, wait a second, how many guys have we lost already fighting against these supposed terrorists, and we just can't find them, and they keep breeding? Well, my point is this, is Barack Hussein Obama is getting together with world leaders trying to put the kibosh on terrorism. But did you know, friends, that just this week, five more Gitmo detainees were released? Well, wait a second. Okay, so he wants to put an end to terrorism,
uh-huh,
but he's releasing terrorists on the streets of America.
Hypocrite.
No, very telling.
Yeah.
He's exposing himself. It is the most transparent administration, folks, if you know the word of God, because you can see him a mile away. As a matter of fact, 1,500 miles away. And but he just released five more terrorists, high-threat terrorists, onto the streets for people to deal with. We also have found just recently the terrorists that he has already released, they go overseas to the Middle East and then they join ISIS. We've already seen that. You know, I mean, how stupid can we play here?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really what it comes down to. But Tim, going back to your point, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles. What's your thoughts on that due to the fact that you're a editor for an outlet that exposes these people?
Yeah, well, his spokesman, Josh Earnest, said the president will not now be shy about expressing a view or taking the steps that are necessary to try to advocate for the safety and security of our men and women in uniform whenever journalists work whenever journalists work may provoke jihadist attacks.
Oh.
Well, here's the question. He is not responsible for that. He is responsible for doing a particular job that is very limited. It is not to shut down freedom of the press, to call out Islam for what it is. It is not to tell me what I can and cannot say lawfully. His job is not that. Instead of him treating our soldiers like little, you know, helpless children, take the restraints off them, let them do their job, and quit worrying about what the press is putting forth. Because I'm going to tell you what, the press, I spoke with a guy from, a reporter from WND the other day, the press, largely, as we knew it in the past, is dead. It's dead. Largely, it's people in the main that are out in the homeland who are providing eyewitness accounts, who are providing the information right on the fly. That's what's been great about the internet. But to understand what's going on, you've been making these ties between our government and Islam, and then you made the tie back to Hitler. Hitler said, according to the mysterious Ahmed Hubar, friend of Hitler, the only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad, and Hitler was baptized in the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see that, we see sort of a parallel, at least in my mind, of Barack Obama. Did he not claim he's a Christian?
Yep.
Who does he side with? Does he side with Christians or does he side with Muslims?
They all do this, though, Tim.
They
emulate one another because there's nothing new under the sun, and they're all following their father. And we know who his father is. There's no truth in him. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a destroyer. That's all these people know how to do. But the great wonder of the day is why the people throughout the nations allow their leaders to bring him down this road. That's the great wonder.
Well, I do think it goes back to what I told you about before. The Christian church gets lulled into this thing of not being judgmental, not bringing the law to bear. Let me give you a quote from Hitler. This may make the point. And it also provides some hope for us. He said, had Charles Martel not been victorious at Poitiers, then we should in all probability have been converted to Mohammedism.
Yep.
That cult which glorifies the heroism and which opens up the seventh heaven to the bold warrior alone. Now pay attention. Then the Germanic races would have conquered the world. Christianity alone prevented them from doing so. That's Hitler's own words.
Amen.
From 1942.
There's an anointing on that. Amen.
If Christians would stand up, if they would uphold the law of God and say, you're not permitted to worship false gods, then we wouldn't even be discussing this issue of Islam in our ranks.
Let's take it a step further, Tim. Well, who was that Christian nation that snuffed out Hitler?
Oh, it was America.
Exactly. Did you hear that, America? That was my point. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, if we would stand up, instead of just being riled up to where we're going to go on an article and we're going to rail and say, oh, this, that, and the other, and we're going to take pot shots at whoever's writing it or whatever, if we would go out and take the stand and call our representatives as a group, I'm not talking about just as individuals, but as a collective, the church of the Lord Jesus, the one that Jesus himself said, the gates of hell will not prevail. And for people who don't understand that, gates are defensive. They're not offensive, they're defensive. So why is hell prevailing in our society?
That's right. That's right.
As a friend of mine said, Christians ought to have enough faith in our God that we can charge the gates of hell with a water pistol and defeat them.
That's right. Well, the problem is that they light the esteem, the God of their salvation, and because of that, again, they're going to reap the whirlwind, and that's exactly what they reap. I wanted to make another point because you had brought this forth sometime back during the first hour. You were talking about the homosexuals being used as a political battering ram and then how Islam is right behind them. Well, folks, the church has been used as a political battering ram. That's why they always choose the baser sorts. You know, every faith under the sun is used used as a political battering ram when it works for corrupt governments. And that's my point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's just not the homosexuals, it's not just the Islam, it's anybody they want to use for their end aim, or their end goal, I should say. But in saying that, I want you to come back to that for a moment, and I want you to go back to Paris and find out who these jihadists were, because what we had found out is that, and by the way, Tim, I'm opening the door wide for you to just give it all to us, okay? The jihadists had child porn on their computers in 2010. And then you brought the correlation between Islam and the homosexuals. And I wanted you to, you missed one point. Actually, you didn't miss it. I wanted to interject it. Was that we have a guy here in Minnesota. His name is Keith Ellison. He's a radical Muslim. And he's also the chairman for the LGBT communities. Just so everybody understands that they're two political battering rams that are being used together to make way for corruption in government. And so can you give us a little something on the child porn found on their computers? And friends, listen, 2010, not 2015, friends. What say you, Tim?
Well, yeah, there was a report from the IB Times that indicated that these two guys who committed this attack on the Charlie Hebdo magazine the other week and killed all those people, they were under surveillance from anti-terrorism police in France in 2010. And when they uncovered the one guy's laptop, the other guy's PC, they found over 40 traces of child porn on them. And we're not just talking about pictures of children naked. We're talking about them actually engaged in sexual acts with adults. I made mention of the fact that Waleed Shabbat had presented in his article, Islam is the Religion of Homosexuality and Pedophilia, that when we're talking, we often get the story of 72 virgins, but the idea is that those virgins are not necessarily all female, but also male. Matter of fact, one guy had justified homosexuality within Islam as saying, did not the Book of Allah instruct to prefer boys over girls? And so those things, there's definitely a sexual deviancy in there, because Islam really is a religion and an ideology that promotes the fulfillment of the lust of the flesh, not the mortifying of the deeds of the flesh as the scriptures command us to do. And so, yeah, that was something that came out here recently. Also was confirmed in a French publication as well.
Now, Tim, what's interesting is in America, we know that the radical Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. So is that a big facade, too?
Well, I have a theory on that, and you were mentioning Keith Ellison. I don't know if Keith Ellison is a homosexual or not. I'm not going to say that because I don't have any definitive proof. But I'm going to ask the audience. How many men in here think about engaging another man in sex? It's unnatural.
You have to feed that monster.
Therefore, why would you defend it?
That's right.
Why would you defend it? And for him to do that leads me to question what's going on behind the scenes that we're not being told.
That's right. Folks, you got Bradley Stephanie, Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley, Stephanie, Tim Brown. Tim, you're such a long-winded brother from another mother. It's just like I'm almost afraid to open it up because
he's a plethora of information. That's what he is.
So, Tim, you were saying what we're doing to folks right now is we're just making the correlation between the Islam religion and the homosexuals because there's a definite correlation there. And then we were talking about the jihadists that were busted in Paris that were responsible for killing all those people. They found child porn on their computers in 2010. Yet again, nothing was done. It's all yours, Tim.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and anticipate some people who say, well, what about Christians who've done this? And then, okay, fine, they've done it. I'll condemn that, too, because Scripture condemns it. I mean, those who name the name of Christ are held to the same standard as everybody else. But in tying this thing back to the homosexual issue, I have my own theory about some of that as far as what Islam does as far as homosexuals. There are certain texts that seem to indicate that there is a condemnation of that. I don't want to discount that, and I don't want to misrepresent them. But I have heard stories from some of our servicemen who have been over in the Middle East who in some of these house sweeps that they do weekly will find Muslims who are engaged in homosexual orgies. So don't think that this is not this is not taking place. But it goes further than that. I think it's an issue, much like we see here in the States. We've talked about compromised men, whether it be with children or whether it be in homosexuality or in various other scandals. And I think that when you see these things take place where they put a homosexual to death or this, that, and the other, I think it's somebody they want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that person has compromised themselves, and they put them up as, oh, yes, we are holier than thou, and we're going to bring judgment down on you, and we're going to use it in that fashion. But I don't think there's any problem, as we've seen even in Germany, with using the effeminate homosexuals, in what you were talking about, as a political battering ram. And then as soon as you're in power, as soon as you get what you want, you're going to off those people.
Yep. Well, that's exactly, going back to Adolf Hitler, that's exactly what he did. He used a certain type of person to do his biddings, his killings, so on and so forth. And I suppose those that would do his biddings, he would keep, and those that wouldn't follow in close pursuit to his orders, well, then he would just throw them in a camp and kill them off sooner or later. But we know that's what Hitler was all about. And so, anyways, I want to, over the last hour and a half, we've been talking about how terrorism is being used, and we understand why it's created. They create the chaos, and we can also see out of it they create a new world order. And by the way, every time something happens, what happens? The government is right there asking, no matter what nation it is, after some supposed terrorist attack, there the government is, not condemning the jihadist or the terrorist for the most part, but they're asking their people to give up their rights, to give more power over to government. And I see this without fail, and I don't know where there can be any contradiction to what we're saying here. And again, we're only showing you what history teaches us. What we're talking about right now is exactly what Hitler did, friends. Exactly to a T. And we see Stalin did the same thing. Very similar. Mao Zedong dictated in such a fashion. Guys, he was responsible for killing 40 million of his own people through a man-made drought just to get rid of the people that he didn't want. And this is what happens when you allow any leader that will not be ruled by God. And going back to our history, because I want to keep this on a positive, our forefathers said no. They said no to a man that would not be ruled by God's moral laws. They said no to a tyrant. They said no to a man that wanted to bring forth some arbitrary government as to whatever the demigod, the despot, the supposed monarch king himself wanted. Not what was good for the people, but what he wanted, what he thought was good for himself. It had nothing to do with the people. And this is what's so awesome about America. And I say this often, but I say it again. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. In America, that is the flag that I am telling you to go all the way back up, crawl all the way back up that pole and see the name no king but King Jesus. He is the only one, and I'm not talking about going to God and going to Jesus to save your little backsides. No, God is not raising up an army, a spiritual army in this earth to rapture them out of responsibility when it comes time to actually play the church. No, friends, what we need to do is we need to get back to Jesus Christ on his terms, and until we meet him on his terms, nothing's going to change on this globe. Nothing. At all. And notice also, it's these government officials that will all name the name of Christ, but yet they produce the exact opposite fruit. They produce fruit directly from hell. And that's exactly how we're supposed to judge these men. Anyone?
Amen.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, of course, and you know a man by his fruits, and that's what we talk about over and over again on the show, is so many times people pay attention to what people say rather than what they do, and if we want things to change, we're going to have to judge according to how the Lord told us to judge people in Scripture, and people say,
like it or not,
who are you to judge me? No. In righteousness, thou shalt judge thy neighbor, in the same way that we judge them according to what Scripture says, because it's God's standard and not our own.
Yeah, and this goes back to being more explicitly Christian. We have allowed people, I was making mention of the myth of neutrality, we've allowed people to take certain things within a government and say, well, we'll just allow any freedom of religion,
mm-hmm.
any religion at all. And I have asked people, it's a good question, because the fact is a lot of people just think any religion is just as equal with the other. And I ask them, I say, what do you think the religion of Moloch? Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's being practiced in America through the means of abortion. But do you think that people of any stripe would allow for the worship of Moloch? That's make a brazen image where a fire is kindled and they take their live babies and stick them on the arms of that image to die. Do you think in America people would allow that to be done out in public? No. No. And yet, those same people will say, well, I believe in the freedom of religion.
Yep.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There is a standard by which we have. It is God's law. I was noticing when I turned on the radio show today, some guy left a message on GCN saying, I guess they're referring to me talking about bringing something to bear in South Carolina to ban Islam in South Carolina. Someone needs to read this guy the First Amendment and get him a library card. Well, that's the kind of ignorance that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's adware, man. You've got the phone number. Bradley tells you to call in. Why don't you call in? Why do you post these messages? Why don't you confront face-to-face?
I get them all the time, Tim. Just got one yesterday, a woman talking about how I was ignorant about our Constitution, our Christian foundations, and I just set her straight. I just laid out the facts. I didn't argue with her because there is no contending with irrational people, and that's exactly what I'm not going to waste my time doing. The fact of the matter is the lines are always open, and they fail. They'll listen to the show, and what they'll do is they'll nitpick the show. They try to find a hole, and then they try to go through it. And then what I do is I take probably about 30 seconds to 45 seconds to shut that hole, namely theirs, and then that's the end of the debate, because there was no debate. The fact of the matter is, America, 53 countries, we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you God's word, the Constitution, and facts. We're also giving you history, which is tried and true. God was right from the very beginning to the present. So I'm not going to sit there and argue with people that don't know the difference. And it's also interesting to note, these are the people that will try to find a hole. And they'll try to come back at you and say, you know, Christianity and religion is responsible for so much murder and killings throughout history. Really? How did that happen? And what I'll do is I'll go back to him and I'll say, why don't we set this straight? First of all, we're talking about the God that said, thou shalt not kill. The problem is America, you went out and you've allowed other gods to come in and say, well, it's okay now. No, you're serving a God to serve your own sin that you created in an image just like you, which is a figment of your imagination. He doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, number one. And number two is this. You spend so much time trying to combat the fact and combat the very God that gave us law to protect lives like yours. And if you care so much about the present and innocent lives, why don't you go stand in front of a abortion? And why don't you go stand in front of those little murder clinics found in cities across the country, namely where the blacks and the Hispanics are? And why don't you protest those that are murdering the innocent in the womb? You never hear back from them again. You never hear back from them again. And it's like, folks, we need to put things line upon line, precept upon precept. And Tim, just to, you know, give you a little consolation, I get them all the time. And the fact of the matter is they can never come in with anything that makes sense, and they'll never do it publicly. And I want to tell you why they don't want to do it publicly, because they know they're wrong. And the fact of the matter is, I know I'm right. And it's not because I'm right. I'm standing on the rock, and by the grace of God, I'm not moving.
Well, and I think that's something that we can say to the world. I mean, the appeal shouldn't just be Constitution, but to the Word of God, because Jesus is King of the world. He's King of all nations. So this message is just as true for those who are in Nigeria or Saudi Arabia or Europe or wherever you're at. The message is the same because it's the same God giving the same law.
That's right.
And you know, that law brings a conviction of our sin. It makes us realize that we are miserably failing God, that we are miserably not only failing Him, but we're in rebellion against Him. We're breaking His law. We're worthy of His punishment. And yet that same God demonstrates His love for us and sends His own Son to die in the place of sinners to save them from their sin, because His law requires death for sin. The soul that sins shall surely die. And the Lord Jesus is the one who gave Himself in order that He might save sinners. And just for the modern day American church, it isn't just to be a savior of sin in just terms of the words that are used, but it is to actually deliver you from its power.
Matthew 1.
You're no longer being under sin, but you're conquering it.
Matthew 1:21. We're going to take one more break. Final segment coming up on the other side. Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley, Stephanie, and Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, Tim, this is our last segment. We appreciate you hanging over with us for the last hour and a half. And saying that, what is exactly going on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now? Why would they want to go check out, well, what we have for a giveaway?
Well, besides some good commentary by some contributors and news as well, we are giving away a brand new Joshua Mark V AR-AK hybrid semi-automatic rifle from Amendment Arms. Our good friends Tom and Ryan have graciously contributed that to us. All you got to do is slide over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and either click on the little pop-up that comes in if you haven't been over there in a couple of days, or click on Win a Gun, which is right at the top in the menu right beside Home. It'll take you over there. There's a contest. You can sign up. You can get multiple entries from doing a couple extra things on there as well. And maybe in God's providence, you'll win this gun on tax day this year.
Yeah, and I got to say, too, that I'm on the
God's
website.
God's providence? Did he say God's providence?
You actually acknowledge the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I didn't want to say lucky because that assumes there is no God and everything's by chance.
Amen.
That's not the case.
You know, people always say good luck, and I always say good blessings because I don't believe in luck. I believe in the blessings of God. But I do have to say that I right now am on the website. I'm on the. I clicked on the Win a Gun, and it looks great. I mean, really, it tells you the length, the, you know, the weight, the caliber. It, literally, yeah. Hilarious. And they've got some beautiful pictures of the gun. And then they have yours, well, not yours truly, what would I say, Mr. Dean, in person there shooting, actually firing the Sons of Liberty Media editors, senior editor, I might say, Tim Brown's Joshua MK5 prototype.
So, I know, I was looking for Tim's picture. Tim, you shot that gun before, haven't you? After all, it's yours.
Yeah, mine's there. I'm not the out front guy. I'm the behind the scenes. Oh.
I can't see your picture here.
You're my shield bearer, Tim.
But the pictures of the...
I guess they want... And we're going to put people who are, well... I don't know. That, nobody wants to see my mug on.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Oh, we'd like to see your mug. But the pictures of the gun are beautiful, and there's many different angles and so on and so forth. So it looks really nice. Please check it out.
It's a
Win
great
a gun.
Gun.
That's great.
Yeah. Tim, it's beautiful.
Yep.
I got drool running.
There was Colin, and you think for that? That the gun that you're seeing there on the page is actually mine. The one in the ad is mine, and he cleaned it up really, really nice. So we're thankful to him for that, and thankful to Tom and Ryan at Amendment Arms for contributing that.
Amen.
Cool. Tim, now I'm not being gross, friends, but I do got to tell you, I got drool running down the side of my mouth looking at that gun.
Wow.
I mean, it's beautiful.
That's pretty intense.
Tim, we appreciate you having you again. Thank you for hanging with us for the last hour and a half, and outside of that, we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tim Brown is the editor on that webpage. And, folks, he is second to none. He really is. The guy knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. And it's also interesting to note that, you know, I mean, you get a guy like this. He's a total sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
His heart's as big as his body. It's bigger than that.
Yeah.
And for anybody to come against his sincerity and his intent, I mean, they deserve to be backhanded.
And Tim is a very, I mean, he'll tell you.
And I'll do it.
Yeah, and Tim is a very gracious man too, so he'll tell you the truth of what you need to hear, but it's not like he's going to lop off your head doing it. He really does, you know, he tries to that's Bradley's job. Job is to, you know, speak forth the truth, but he kind of, you know, he's just very gracious about what he says and how he brings it forth, and he's just giving you the truth. So like you said, for someone to go against that, they just have to be crazy.
Totally crazy.
Now I want to say this, and I got to crank this out here before the end of the show. Our product of the week
wait a second. So me and Tim basically swallow up an hour and 45 minutes, and then we give you the last 5 minutes.
That's about where I'm at right
now. Stephanie, it's one of my weaknesses, but go for it.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Now, the product of the week this week, for those of you who get our mailer or our newsletter email, if you do not get that, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to sign up. We'd be more than happy to give you our mailer. It comes out about once a week, twice if there's a special event like a holiday or so on. But we have our product of the week this week that we are highlighting, which is Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. It's a moral catechism. Now, this is a great book. It's 53 pages long. It's a paperback, but it contains two historical reprints of that founder, Noah Webster, who wrote to enlighten the minds of youth in religion and moral principles and restrain some of the common vices of our country. Now, we can see today, plain as plain, that we have a lot of moral vices in our country today, and what are we needing to do? We need to start at the very bottom.
Re-educate.
Not bottom as in, you know, like the slam, but we need to go to the young, to the youth, and teach them the moral principles of
to ourselves in righteousness, break up the fallow ground.
That's right. And it's a fun book. So if you're looking and saying, well, what can I give my, you know, my 10-year-old, 12-year-old, even beyond that,
Sam, can we get you on the radio real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Sam's been reading lots of different books, but this is a great opportunity to give them some good information from our founding forefathers, give them some education on history, but to instill in them the principles found in the Bible. It's called Advice to the Young by Noah Webster.
Sam, have you read this before?
No. I've like skipped. When I was littler, I read it, but I didn't really.
Sam, you're 10 years old, kid.
So, like, littler. Like,
I mean, folks,
like
this he's the producer of the show. He's 10 years old. What is he actually going on, 20, next birthday?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I have been reading books like Hudson Taylor and Gladys Aylward and Corey Ten Boom and William Booth and stuff like that.
Okay, cool, but we're talking about Noah Webster.
Right. Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. But this is a great book to be able to get out there to young people. And you know what? And for old people. It's great for all ages. So please do check it out. Of course,
never too old to learn.
If you are a son or daughter of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week. week by just calling 1-866-233-0747. Also would like to say, if you want to get behind our message and say, wow, I really believe in what you guys are doing. I've never heard this show before. Some of you may, it's your first time tuning into the Sons of Liberty and getting this dose of truth. It's like a breath of fresh air. Please do help support what we're doing and the work of what we're doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button and make a secure donation. It's so easy, friends. Even I can do it. And I'm not computer savvy.
Let's not belittle ourselves.
I know what I'm doing on the computer, but when it comes to, you know, like technical, this and that, it was so easy, even I could do it. And now, secondly, perhaps some of you are thinking...
Well, you can use some ostentatious erudition if you'd like and use me as a reference.
Well, Bradley could do it, too, because he's so smart.
Do you get that?
Not really.
You're making a reference to me, a great man, right?
Right.
To make yourself...
Feel better?
No, to be a great woman.
Oh, exactly. That's right.
Ostentatious erudition.
Oh, definitely. I'm totally up with that.
Well, remember when Abigail said that to John Adams?
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't need to use ostentatious
erudition,
nor just prove that you are a great man.
I turned that on its head and I said, you can use it if you'd like.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. And now I'd like to say, for those of you who'd like to perhaps become a son or daughter of liberty, and what that is you sign up. Every month you give what you can. We've got different levels and program. We've got, you know, the bronze, the silver, gold, and so on. And you get, you know, certain things that come with each package and gifts and so on. But what is really nice about it is you can feel good about what you're giving to. Now, obviously, people who give their hard-earned money want to make sure that they're giving towards something that's making a difference, that's restoring our nation back unto Christ. We're talking about the Bible and the Constitution, not separate from each other, but working together.
How the we two establish sciences our, that run together.
That's right. We're talking about how we establish our country based upon the principles found in the Bible, which is why we have the longest-standing Constitution in modern history. So if you're saying, listen, I'd like to get behind you guys. Please do sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. You give what you can on a monthly basis, and that really does help us because it's kind of a foundation that we have to catapult and do that, which the Lord has called us to do. So
if how do they do that?
They go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It says become a son or daughter of liberty. You just click on that button. You can check out all the different levels.
Why do you have that ridiculous looking smirk on your face? Hey, really quick, let's go back to this. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? We've heard that before, right?
Yeah. You said you can't teach an old dog. That's
right.
What the saying goes. Yeah.
Right. So is that true or is it untrue? Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
I think
you could if you took the time to actually.
Yeah. When Christ regenerates your heart, I think. Lord makes all things new.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. If you say, well, I'm this certain way, or I'm this certain way, or I can't change, you're right. You can't change, Christ can change you.
You can go to the one that is.
That's right.
That's right.
And then he gives you the grace and strength to make the choices to change. People say, I just can't do it. It's called a choice, pal. Let's get along with it.
Well, but what if it's a girl?
Well, I'll say girl.
Gal.
Gal, pal. There you go. It's a choice.
You go, girl.
That's right. You have to take the proper steps. I think that's people who say that they just can't change. They're just too lazy and they don't want to change.
Speaking of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really true. We know that in America right now, we have a perfect opportunity to prove our God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not how big we are. Speaking of dogs, it's not how big we are, or how big the dog is that's in the fight, but it's how big the fight is in the dog.
I like that.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back and saying that, we serve a big God. And if we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, and our daddy, who with the blast of his nostrils split the sea and caused his children to go through and the waters to overflow his enemies, to know that he's a consuming fire, to know that he's a judge of all the earth. The Bible says that upon his shoulders in the book of Isaiah, the government is set, speaking of Christ. And we know that he's the governor of all nations. Ben Franklin knew that. Our forefathers knew that. But friends, when he's on our side, we need to understand that it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. To do what? To establish thy will be done, O God, on earth as it is in heaven. So let's take him at his word and let's see what he won't do. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. We love you by what we do. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, Media.com. Again, thank you to Tim Brown. 1 John 3:18.
See ya. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.